This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's move as we continue with what the Lord is doing. How can a believer, we stopped at how a believer must gain understanding. We discovered that understanding is a gift that God gives to us. Understanding is a gift that God gives to us. We discover that understanding is very crucial, because without understanding, you and I cannot be able to come into the things that the Lord has for us. So we saw that light also represents understanding. Light represents understanding. Understand that we are in a season of spiritual strength, whereby your passion for God is being confronted. Our passion for God is being confronted. We're in a time whereby our hunger and passion for God and for His kingdom is under severe attack. It is under severe trial. And the Bible didn't keep us in the dark about this. When you study the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, the scripture says, TPT translation, there will be such an increase of the sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burnt with passion for God and others will grow cold. Those whose hearts once burnt with passion for God, you know, and others, they will grow cold. So we are in that season. Put King James for me also. Put King James for me as well. It says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. And we have seen that happening. Many brethren in the church are falling away. Many believers are falling off. Everything around them, you know, when you look at everything around you and I, you can see that many are growing cold spiritually. And Jesus prophesied it. He told us that this also will happen. And Paul, the apostle, well, right when he was writing to Timothy, his spiritual son, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, he said, this also know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. In the last days, perilous times shall come. That in the last days, perilous times will come. That is to say, perilous times will happen in the last days. And as it begins to happen, many people's love for God will wax cold. And the word perilous times also means strength reducing times. In the last days, strength reducing times will come. The word perilous means strength reducing time. So we're in a season where the strength of many believers is being reduced. We are in the times where it is difficult to be a Christian. It is difficult to be a Christian. So many things are contending with believers. That is why sometimes you see someone today, they are on fire for God. The next moment, they are no longer on fire for God. One moment, they are following after God. Another moment, they are serving all kinds of things. I've seen a couple of people, someone who was once born again, and now they tell you now they are following go-go and their inyangas and all kinds of things. Why? Because we are in the last days. We are in the days where it is called strength reducing times. Strength reducing times. That is why we need light. That is why we need light. We are in the days where the strength of many believers is being reduced. Many Christians, their strengths are being reduced. When there are times where it is difficult, very difficult to see a believer standing strong. So in those kind of days, and in this kind of days in which we are in, light is very needed. Light is very important. Light is needed. Matthew chapter 24 verse 13 now tells us, when you look at the next verse, he now gave us an advice. Jesus speaking here, he gave us an advice. But hold your hope firmly to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. Hold your hope firmly to the end. Put King James Version for me on that one as well. He said, hold your hope firmly to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. King James says, but he that shall endure, that's the word I'm looking for. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I pray for you that in this season of strength reducing times, by the armor of light, may you endure to the end in the name of Jesus. I say you will endure to the end in the name of Jesus. In these times of perilous times that we are in, I pray for you, may you endure to the end in the name of Jesus. And I believe this is why God is leading you and I to embrace light. Understand that everything is working over time to try to stop you from being a believer. Everything is working over time to try to make you weak and powerless as a believer. Everything is working over time to try to make you deny the faith. And that is why you need light. Why? Because with light, you will not suffer identity crisis in perilous times. The reason why many are suffering identity crisis in these perilous times in which we are in is because of the absence of light. When there is light, you will not suffer identity crisis. The reason why many believers, sometimes they believe, another time they don't believe, they are suffering all kinds of identity crisis, is because they have no light, the absence of light. Whereas when there is light, you will not suffer identity crisis. When a time strength is being reduced. So understand that light allows you to exist and be in charge. Light allows you to exist in perilous times and be in charge. Light gives you authority. Light enables you to exist in authority, because whosoever has light will be in command. Whosoever is carrying light will be in control. Wherever you are, and you are the one carrying the light, listen, friends, you will be in command of that territory. You will be in control of that territory. And I pray for you today, by the armor of light, wherever you find yourself, may you be in control in the name of Jesus. May you be in command in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Celebrate Him tonight. Light allows you and I to live in triumph. Light allows us to conquer where battles are concerned. You and I are able to conquer by the armor of light. You live in triumph by light. Light allows you to live in triumph. Light allows you and I to live in triumph. You live in conquest by light. Light allows you to prevail against issues when they come against you. When issues come against you, light allows you to prevail against them. Where you walk in light, you occupy till Jesus comes. According to Luke chapter 19, verse 13. Luke 19, 13 says, "And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy, occupy." I pray for you, you will occupy in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say you will occupy in the name of Jesus. Light gives you the advantage to be able to fully take possession of whatever it is that you need to take possession of. It allows you to take possession of whatever that is meant for you. What has your name on it, you are able to take full possession of that thing by the armor of light. Light allows you to do that. Light allows you to rule and reign. Rule and reign. Light allows you to rule and reign. We are redeemed to rule and reign. But the absence of light will make it, even though you are redeemed, you can't rule, you can't reign. Light allows you to rule and reign. Light allows you to rule and reign. So with light, you and I are able to rule. Your rulership is established in your realms by light. You find yourself in the accounting industry, your rulership is established. You find yourself in the legal industry, your rulership is established. You find yourself in the medical industry, your rulership is established. You find yourself wherever you find yourself in the educational industry, your rulership is established. In the entertainment industry, it is established. Why? Because what establishes rulership is light. What makes the difference is light. Give Jesus praise tonight. Celebrate Him tonight. Listen, friends. Light makes you a king in the midst of your peers. That is, no matter the change of God, you are in rulership. Hey, no matter the change of God. The Bible tells us, Pastor Malaka, that, you know, when they change different kings, Daniel was still in charge. He saw the reign of five kings. He saw the reign of five kings. Daniel saw the reign of five kings. Those kings, they came and left. Daniel was still in charge. Their kings, they came and they left. Daniel was still in charge. So the change of God notwithstanding, The change of God notwithstanding, that is to say, when you carry light, no matter where you are, no matter which government is in power, you rule, you reign. I declare over you, may your rulership be established in the name of Jesus. May your rulership be established in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't say, because it is winter, light is no longer light. You can't say, because it is summer, light is no longer light. Winter time, light is light. Summer time, light is light. Autumn time, light is light. What other time again? Christmas time, springtime, light is light. Christmas time, light is light. Happy New Year, light is light. Easter, light is light. Weather changes, weather comes and goes, light remains light. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. I said that will be your story in the name of Jesus. No matter what happens, you will still rule in the midst of your enemies in the name of Jesus. So light is light. Light is light. You can't say because it is autumn, light is no longer light. No. Light remains light. And light remains in charge no matter the season. No matter the season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's move quickly. We saw yesterday, light also represents understanding. Number three. Number two, light represents understanding. Number three, light also gives us access to divine direction. Direction is crucial and direction is important. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Understand that light for direction is of utmost importance. So as beautiful and as expensive a Bentley car is, if you own one, you'll probably understand what I'm saying. Yeah, you probably, you know, there's someone who owns a Bentley. If you own a Bentley, as beautiful as a Bentley is, if that Bentley has no headlamp, in the night, that car is useless. And if I don't know which car to use, but whatever car, a small car comes, and the car has headlamp, light, that car will be more useful and more valuable than the Bentley. Because in the night, a Bentley without a headlamp is a useless car. Are you following me tonight? Please follow me very carefully. So as beautiful as the Bentley is, and the car has no functioning light, the car is useless. So when it is night, that car is the fanciness and how expensive it is, will not be able to cruise nicely. So the Bentley, with all its fanciness, will be grounded. Why? There is no light. You can't even dare use it on the N1. You can't try it. Because there is no light. Why? The factor that determines the movement and the advancement of that Bentley in the night is light. That is what determines the movement. Even though the Bentley will maybe faster than your, you know, let's look for a car so that you can, let's use a VW Polo. Yeah. Amen. Even though as small as the VW Polo is, and the Bentley is faster than the VW Polo, in the night when there is no light, and the VW Polo has light, the Bentley has no light, the VW Polo will arrive first, and the Bentley will never arrive. Why? Because what determines advancement is light, and not how fancy the car is. So no matter how decorated your Christianity is, if you are void of light, you will be frustrated. No matter your title, you like answer apostle,
apostle double, you know, that's what is written. Everybody's apostle. If you like, answer apostle double times. Power apostle raised to two. You answer bishop. You answer pastor. You answer anything. If your life is void of light, you'll be frustrated. Why? Because what advances your life is not the, it's not your Christian, what advances your Christianity is not how fancy it is. It is the light, the availability of light. Are you understanding me? So if you are void of light, you'll be frustrated. Why? Because the factor that determines advancement is light and not how fancy your religion is. So that is why you see, you know, those in the other religion, they can build, you know, their temple with gold. Yet, you know, they cannot match a church that is in a shack that is full of light. So when night comes, it is those who have light, high level spiritual illumination, that will make advancement. And can I tell you this? We are in the ninth season of our Christian walk. Jesus will come very soon. We are in the ninth season. We are in the last days. We are in the ninth season. When you look at things that are happening, the events, it tells you that we are in the ninth season. The Bible said there will be wars. There will be rumors of wars. Nations will rise against nations. There will be famine. Are we not seeing all of that? We are in the ninth season of this planet Earth, and that is why light is very necessary, because those who have high level spiritual illumination, they will be the one to make advancement. So when your headlamp is alive and active, that is when you can make progress. So there are many believers that are too concerned about non-consequential issues, and the night is coming, and they are not verifying if they have light or not. Because in the daytime, if you don't verify if you have light, the daytime can deceive you. But when the nighttime comes, you try to move, you discover you have no light. And that is why many believers, when they encounter night season in their journey on the earth, they don't survive it. Why? Because when it was daytime, they did not verify if they had light. So when the night season of their journey on the planet earth hits them, they could not survive. Everyone will go through night seasons. But what will make you come out of the night season with a testimony is light. Give Jesus praise tonight. So direction is very important. So there are many believers who are too concerned about things that doesn't make sense. And they are not verifying if they have light. So direction is very, very important. Psalm 43 verse 3. Quickly, Psalm 43 verse 3. He says, send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. He said, God, send me your light. Let the same light lead me. So child of God, in the days we live in, you will need high level of light to be able to discern darkness that is also masquerading as light. There's so many darkness masquerading as light. Why? Because there is a way you will stay in a dark room. Two levels of masquerading as light. Number one, there's a way you will stay in a dark room for long. You will begin to see. You begin to see. And many believers have stayed in the dark for long. They are not beginning to see. So they think there is that. No, there's no light. It's just that your eyes have adjusted to the thick darkness. Adaptation. So your eyes has adapted to the darkness. And another masquerading of light, number two, is when you have no light, when people who masquerade as light come around you, you may not discern them. Remember, oh Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember when the Apostle Paul, when they entered into a city, a girl who was masquerading as light, the Bible said she was a sorcerer, she was a witch, let's use a witch, and she was making money for her master. When they entered, he said, here comes the man of God who has brought us the word of God. That was not a false prophecy. It's true. That prophecy was true. But the vessel is not right. The vessel is full of darkness. So a prophecy can be true, but because the vessel through which the prophecy is coming from is full of darkness, you reject the prophecy. He said, here comes. Look for the scripture, please. Put it on the screen. He said, here comes he that has come to tell us the words of God. Yes. But Paul looked at it. Is it Paul or Peter? One of them. Paul looked and said, and rebuked the spirit. I can imagine a generation that has no light. They will have been dancing. Yes, Papa. Yes, Papa. But Paul was full of light. Two levels of darkness masquerading as light. Number one, you can be in darkness for so long, you no longer see. You now begin to see in darkness, but there's no light. Number two, darkness that manifests. Thank you so much. He said, once we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted, the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. Go to the next verse quickly. She followed Paul and the rest of shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be. Did you see that? The prophecy is right. But listen to what Paul did. Go quickly. Next verse. She kept this up for many days. Kept prophesying the same thing for many days. But finally, Paul became so annoyed. Sometimes you must be annoyed with some of these foul devils. Sometimes you must be annoyed that with some of these foul devils that you look straight in her, you foul spirit, come out. And Paul turned around and said to the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the spirit left. Why? Because the spirit is not of God. Prophecy may be true, but which vessel? What is the container giving the prophecy? So two different kinds of light, darkness masquerading as light. So there are many believers who are fraternized with darkness so much, they are now thinking that darkness is light. So there must be an introduction of light quickly. Jesus answered, John 11 verse 9 to 10, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light. So Jesus speaking here said, the one who is walking in the day will not stumble. Why? Because he has light. But the one who walks in the night stumbles. Why? Because there is no availability of light in him. So that is why as a believer, you and I cannot trivialize the power of light. Understand, friends, that we are in the last days. We are in the last days. Whether you believe it or not, that is the truth. Based on scriptures, based on Bible scriptures, based on the Messianic prophecies, we're in the last days. And the world in which we live in is now dark. It's not going to get better. It's going to keep getting darker and darker. So light gives you access to direction. And by the word of God, I pray for you today. Receive direction by light in the name of Jesus. When light comes, direction is made available. Number four, quickly, light means life. Light gives you access to life. Light gives you access to life. Light means life. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life and the life was the light of men. In him was life and the life was the light of men. So there is a relationship between light and life. And in the book of John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus, who is the light of the world, said he came as light so that you and I can have life in abundance till it overflows. Him as light came to give us abundant life. Listen, friends, light didn't just come for you to see. Take note of this. Light also came so that you can have life. Light has not just come for us to see. Light has come for us to have life and have it more abundantly. There is a kind of life that comes to you not just because you passed through the womb of a woman. There is a life that comes to you by the light of the Holy Spirit who indwells in you. So you have two kinds of life. The life that came to you because you passed through the womb of a woman. Then there's another life that comes to you because of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Now that's why when Jesus resurrected, he didn't resurrect with the life that came to him because he passed through the womb of Mary. He resurrected with another life, which was the life that was in him as a result of the Holy Spirit. So light is not just for direction, it also is life. It's life. You and I need that kind of life in this season. In the times in which we are in, we need that kind of life. Romans 8:11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. He quickens your mortal bodies. There is a kind of life the Holy Spirit has given you. That life breathes life into you. You need a revelation of the administration of this life working within you. So it is this life that enables you when sickness attacks your body. You remind the sickness that the spirit that resurrected Christ has quickened, made alive my body. Therefore, my body is not permitted to live without my permission. And now many of you, your body is already dying. But today I prophesy, by the power of the Holy Spirit, receive life in the name of Jesus. I say, receive life in the name of Jesus. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just because you have not attained it, doesn't mean, you know, doesn't cancel out the truth that it exists. Because many have not attended experientially, so they think it doesn't exist. Listen, friends, just because you have heard so much in the church world that the life of God dwells within our mortal bodies, many again no longer even consider it as anything. But that is that because they've heard it so much, it no longer makes any meaning to them. Listen, the life of God dwells in our mortal bodies. You may not have experienced such level of transfiguration, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And there's something that happens to your body, my body, by the reason of the presence of the Holy Spirit that dwells in our body. Hallelujah. So listen, friends, as I conclude on this particular one, the Holy Spirit doesn't only affect your spirit alone. The Holy Spirit doesn't only affect your mind alone. His presence also translates into your physical body. So if you're sick here tonight, you're sick online, you're watching me, I declare tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost that is indwelling in you, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I command your body be healed in the name of Jesus. Remember what happened to the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts of Apostles? The Bible said when they had a shipwreck and they got to the island of called Melita and they picked up woods to try to warm themselves, and the venomous beast came out of the fire and latched on Paul, and he shook it off. Now the islanders waited to see if he would swell and die, and nothing happened. They screamed. They said, no, this guy is now a god. Why? The life of Paul was no longer the life that came as a result of passing through the womb of a woman. It was not the life as a result of the indwelling Holy Ghost. So when the venomous beast latched on him, that beast couldn't take that life. They waited and waited and waited for him to swell and die. Nothing happened. They've been waiting for you to swell and die. I declare by the life of the Holy Ghost, you will surprise them in the name of Jesus. You will spring a surprise in the name of Jesus. You will live and not die in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So as we close here, you and I must understand that quickly. We need to understand that. You and I have a superior life because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have a superior life. Lift your voice, thunder after me. Say, I have a superior life because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Declare it one more time. Say, I have a superior life because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Say, amen.
Everybody online, put it on the live chat. I have a superior life because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, when sickness comes to attack your body, understand that God dwells in you. There is a working of the Holy Spirit from within us that demonstrates the excellency of the power of God. That is to say, people look at you and wonder how your health, your life is so different from what they are experiencing. Amen. One of the things that you know, God helped us as a church was during the COVID-19 time, we kept insisting on life. Even though I had very little knowledge of what I'm saying now compared to then, but I knew that there is the life of God that COVID-19 cannot destroy. We will not bury anybody. And all members who had, you know, an attack with COVID-19, they came out alive. Nobody was buried from this church that died of COVID-19. Nobody. We instituted, you know, Communion Monday. Remember Communion Monday? Communion Monday. The broken body of Christ, the shed blood of Jesus. So we cannot even have a memorial service of those we lost through COVID. We didn't lose anybody. So such service can't exist in a live church. Because there is a life that COVID-19 can destroy. There is a life that diabetes can destroy. There is a life that cancer can destroy. There is a life, the life of God that we have because of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Give Jesus praise tonight. So listen, friends, as I leave it here, there's a relationship between light and life and health. There's a relationship, I repeat, between light, life, and health. That is why we don't live by bread alone. There's nothing wrong with bread. There's nothing wrong with food. Food is good. You need food so that your body can grow properly. But we live by every light that comes from the word of God. So the entrance of his word gives light. The same way the entrance of food, proper food, gives vitamins, nutrients, and minerals. You know, we have a dietitian here. I wanted to confirm this. Please come. Come, Sister Kangwell. She's a professional dietitian, so she has a practice as well. As I speak this, I want her to, if it's true, just nod your head. Amen. She's a dietitian. So when you eat an apple, I saw this on an article. When you eat an apple, they say, every day, when you eat an apple every day, what happens to you, science says, apples may lower your chances of developing cancer, diabetes, and heart disease.
I confirm.
Research also says apples may also help you lose weight while improving your gut and brain health.
I agree.
That's when you eat an apple. So you are seeing just an apple. But as you're eating it, you don't know inside it is something that enters that is helping to hinder your chances of having cancer. No wonder they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It was when I saw that, I said, okay, now I understand. Thank you so much, Kangwell. God bless you. She has a dietitian practice. If you need one, she will help you. Amen. Not for free anyway. Yeah. Hallelujah. So when you're eating, so you're looking at an apple, put that, thank you so much. God bless you guys. You guys are in the spirit. He's eating an apple. You just think, you know, apple, no. Listen, no. As you're eating, inside that thing are properties that can help lower your chances of developing cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Inside it. So, I close here. If you eat the word of God every day, what really happens to you is inside the word that you're eating, it looks like nothing is happening, but inside the word you're eating,
inside it. The Bible says, Proverbs 4:20-22, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Thank you so much. Play for me. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to their body. So as you're eating the word of God, you think it is just pages of scriptures. No. It is producing life. It is producing health. It is producing life. It is producing health. As you eat the word, Psalm 119 verse 130, the entrance of your words give light. As you're eating the word, light is coming in. You look at it, it looks like nothing is happening. No. The same way you're looking at the apple, it looks like nothing is happening. And yet, it is hindering the development of cancer. So as you're eating the word, it is hindering the development of spiritual cancer, hindering the development of spiritual diabetes, hindering the development of witchcraft attack, hindering it. You may look at yourself, but pastor, I come every day, it looks like nothing is happening. My friend, if you had not come every day, the things that has happened to you, you didn't notice, will have manifested. But as you sat under the word, we are transformed. We go from glory to glory. I prophesy these 21 days, by the reason of the light of God's word, go from one level of glory to another in the name of Jesus. Receive life and health in the name of Jesus. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. Receive mind transformation in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Celebrate him tonight. Online, celebrate him. In the building, celebrate him. Give the Lord your praise. Let's rise on our feet. Give the Lord your praise. Celebrate him tonight. Give him praise. So as you're eating the word, you're sitting here 21 days, and others are wondering, why are you going to church for 21 days? I'm feeding you. Things are happening. The things that could have killed you, by the reason of light, life, it sees you, it passes by. So when you eat apple every day, don't eat it once in a while. You don't eat the word of God once in a while. Eat it every day. Eat it every day. The psalmist said, how can a young man cleanse his ways? Say, by taking heed to your word. Say, your word have I hid in my heart. When you eat the word every day, after a while, the weaknesses around you, you notice they fall off. You won't even notice until one day the Holy Ghost will not remind you. Remember, you used to struggle with this, but now is a non-issue. Give the Lord your praise tonight.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.